WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a fun week here where we don't have anything to fix. We have anything to complain about. Even my columnist was complimentary of the great John Harbaugh and the scouting of Eric DaCosta and the acquisitions of Jadeveon Clowney and Kyle Van Noy and the settling of getting Lamar Jackson, not just signed, not just healthy, but on the field in a way where the team can be productive. Dennis Colatzis joins us now. He will be here on Thursday from 3 to 5 driving you home, as well as on Sunday morning. He will be happy to sell you a newer pre-loved car at Acoons Baltimore Ford Security Boulevard anytime. Been away a week. I'm just trying to clear the air here of baseball and World Series and a little college football and concerts. We had good time. John Mayer was in last week, the whole thing. The Ravens go to London. The Ravens are on the road. The Ravens haven't played at home. You've been away. You could. Everybody gathers down there. Everybody's wearing this blue, like the Honolulu blue. There was more Lions fans in the stadium and the upstart Lions. I can't imagine, Dennis, a script. And we're going back through the history of the team where they've had this kind of defining win in the middle of the season, not to save their season, to save face or any of that, just to prove the last 8 months of them talking about how good they can be, that they can actually put it out on the field one day.
Well, I think it underscores once again, Nestor, the fact that the NFL is a week-to-week league. We saw the Patriots upset the Bills. We saw the Ravens have their way with the Lions. I mean, the first four drives were textbook that the Ravens executed. I was a little concerned with the officiating. That crew had a better reputation for calling a lot of penalties, but it was surreal. And you have to believe that Lamar Jackson has once again inserted himself into the MVP conversation.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And that play to Beckham and that sort of deke that he's going to run. Now, Mahomes, more of that. I don't know that everybody buys that Mahomes is going to run. Mahomes isn't going to run for a touchdown, right? Mahomes is going to run and get a first down and hook slide. If he dekes you, he's going to run and chase him out of, probably going to run out of bounds. Mahomes looks to get out of bounds and not get hit, right? Lamar didn't do that, didn't used to do that. Didn't play last December, didn't play the December before that. It's now October. We have this healthy version of him. Literally, he's been waiting on everybody else to get healthy around him so that he has these weapons. But I'm not calling that an RPO. I've got a new word for that. I'm coining this, Dennis. We're going to get this out on the internet. The
Okay.
RP throw. The RP throw.
I like the RP.
You know
The RP
where,
throw is effective.
yeah, and Ricard, whether it's Ricard, whether it's Gus, it better not be Zay Flowers, because if you get him the ball out there, that's better than getting Lamar the ball at that point in the field, right? So getting weapons with the ball in space, and I look, the Lions, whatever they were doing defensively to overcompensate for Lamar, and that is clearly an NFC issue, right? Like Lamar has dominated teams that never see him. It's like seeing a left-handed pitcher when you ain't seen left-handed pitching. Like it really is very, very difficult to prepare the speed for him. And I talked to Luke about this. I'm trying to find every benefit in the world to a billionaire trying to wreck my career and my life and Chad Steele taking my press credential away. But one of the things that I do is I sit on Sunday morning now and I see the pregame shows. And I specifically, I don't really care that they're talking about Lamar wedding crashing and whatever. I want to hear what experts have to say. And Rex Ryan, who has been a guest on this show and a friend of mine, his dad, the whole deal, and Rex usually says a lot of ish. And I'm not a big fan of any of those shows by a wide stretch. I'm a fan of people. I'm a fan of Kurt Warner. I'm a fan of Michael Irvin. I'm a fan of certain elements of the show, right? But Rex said, when he had to prepare for this kind of game, he didn't have a player to run scout, and they would get the punt returner or the kick returner to show that speed, but then they couldn't throw the football. And he's like, so you can't prepare for it. And these NFC teams, I mean, that's the best bet in football right now, other than the Giants game last year they gave away. Like, when you don't see Lamar, you can't prepare for it.
That's true too, and I did have a concern about the team's travel. They were, of course, across the pond the week before, but it looked like the Lions were jet lagged, right? I mean, there were a bunch of three and outs on offense, a Swiss cheese defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. So what by rhythms, whatever you want to call it, the Ravens showed up big time against a very good team. I think the Lions are going to be there at the end of the year, but hopefully the Ravens have served notice to the rest of the NFL after here. It was great to see the offensive line, the defensive lines come to life, though, Nestor. The play by I was going to call it Michael Orr. It wasn't Michael Orr play, but Ronnie Stanley driving the defensive back out of the end zone. I felt like I was watching the blind side in that moment.
Or the scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I think,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, to see the offense operate the way it was drawn up, right? Like, we're going to draft Zay Flowers to be this. We're going to pay Odell Beckham obscene money to do that. We are going to have now the J.K. Dobbins thing. I think they've been tallying off from that from the beginning. I think they've been tallying off from Linderbaum, Stanley, yeah. Moses, Andrews, Beckham, Bateman. Yeah. All those guys have been hurt. All of those guys have been hurt. And hurt wide receivers. You give me a wide receiver that can't run, worthless. I mean, you give me big fat guys in the middle who have shoulder problems, arm problems, push-off problems, any problem, a back problem, any problem, they're not going to be effective. And Lamar's been the one healthy guy out there, knock on wood, right, for all of them. And to see it all kind of come together and Monken, this was a great defense. This was a number one defense. This was a no joke kind of a game where go back and put the pregame on for everybody, not just picking the Lions and 3 points and whatever your gambling habits might be, but just the Lions were 13-3 in their last 16 games. I mean, they're not getting by on they've been good for a week or two or three. They've been good for a season. Jared Goff's been good for a season. That defense has been good for a season. And to see them just wilt away in the first quarter of the game, a lesson for the Lions, but also I think an awakening for our fan base to say, you've been talking all this ish for 8 months about yep. we're going to have this and that and this tool and that tool. But at some point, they got to get out on the field and play, and they got to run around. They got to be healthy. Defense still working on that with Marcus Williams. I don't know that Humphrey's really like what he's been in the past. Mm-hmm. Roquan Smith, the front line, Patrick Queen, Kyle Van Noy, Jadeveon Clowney, Matt Abike's getting paid. Their best players are beginning to play well and play at all, playing and playing well. And that should be scary. I mean, Arizona, Seattle, they're going to have the same issues with Lamar, but there's so much talent here. Detroit brought talent in. We haven't seen that other than the Bengals team. Maybe the Colts defensively, we haven't seen very good teams, really.
No, but again, it gets down not only the health of the wide receivers, Nestor, but the trenches. Odafe Oweh came back and he pressured the quarterback. I believe he had a sack. When you can put pressure on that quarterback as they've done consistently this season, it makes your secondary stickier. It makes your secondary better, right? And how about Geno Stone leading the NFL with 4 interceptions? You have great storylines all over the place, but it does begin and end on defense with one Mr. Roquan Smith, right? He puts it out there. He gets those guys moving. He elevates. He just now. I don't think he's just elevated the defense. He's elevated the entire team.
And this speaks to DaCosta making the team better, whether it's
100%.
Van Noy, whether it's Clowney. I mean, you and I in April, the day after the draft, they didn't draft him. Not you and me. We're like, no. They'll Justin Houston, even if they miss on an Ngakwe or they figure out some Doomerville or some old Dwight Freeney, they were honoring Suggs. I wouldn't honor Terrell Suggs because I knew him, but God bless them. They gave a purple jacket. They had a good time. But his style of play and the kind of player he was for getting after the quarterback and setting that tone, that he was that guy that Kansas City wanted at the end. That those kinds of guys, Demata Pekka, wasn't a quarterback guy, but right. You can find that kind of player late. It's almost the biggest ripoff in the NFL this side of running backs, right? Like for what they get and what their value is that the Ravens, how many of these guys have the Ravens chased out of here? Okay. Mm-hmm. Kruger, Za'Darius Smith, all these guys got priced out.
Sure they
Because
did.
the Ravens said, we're not paying $60 million to a pass rusher. We'll rent a 32-year-old guy who will only come in here on third down, will cost us very little, and they'll be happy to be here because we'll be a good enough team that Justin Houston will find this attractive and want to come in, maybe play for a little less money because they got their bag, and we'll put them in a position to succeed, maybe have 12 sacks, and really help our football team. And Belichick did this with Chad Brown and a bunch of guys 15 years ago, setting the template for how to do this. But what you're seeing from Van Noy and Jadeveon Clowney, that's an organizational strength. Clowney's a 1-1, right? Roquan Smith, not a 1-1, but a one single digit. And the Ravens are never bad enough to get those kind of football players right in their prime or to be able to pay them in their prime. The Roquan Smith acquisition, Dennis, he hasn't even been on the team a year. He's only been on the team 49 weeks. And as I've said, he's their best football player.
He is.
Lamar, I'll hear Lamar. Lamar fumbles. Lamar's not a great player. Lamar has an incredible skill set. And when it's turned on, he goes in the phone booth. He's special. He's an MVP. But week to week, Roquan Smith's their best football player.
Yeah, consistency, sideline to sideline. And I'm glad he's becoming more vocal. Some of the things he said I wouldn't recommend, but you know what? He backs it up. So you can't – and he says if you need bulletin board material to get yourself fired up, you don't belong in the NFL. He's talked the talk, but he's also walked the walk. It's great to see him in the huddle before pregame, getting the guys jacked up. But you're right. When he gets on the field, he's sideline to sideline. And it's a good thing that the NFL rules have changed because he'd be hurting a lot of running backs and wide receivers and tight ends these days.
Dennis, I thought there was an ideological part of this when it's 28 to nothing to say, A, they're not going to win. We're not going to let them win. But this is a high-powered offense. They got a great wide receiver. They were missing Montgomery. Campbell got on the plane, he's like, man, that kid's important, to what we're trying to do, to set the tone, to be in second and four so we can operate, because that's the one thing with Lamar in these chunk plays on first, second and two, second and one, moving the ball 12 yards at a clip, all of that. That oil starts to grease that engine, and it never got started for the Lions at all. No. But it's 28 to nothing. You would think they're going to have a drive. They're going to make some plays. And the defense, when you knew they could only throw the ball, pin their ears back, cover their asses off, and they didn't pee a drop, really. I mean, and the 6 points they got, God bless them, they got it. And I think that was the biggest defeat of the day for Roquan Smith and all those guys. And, it reminded me seeing Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs and Haloti Ngata all there, in their purple jackets that, there's a tradition of this here. And when you're winning 28 to nothing, it's not just good enough to say, well, we're going to win, we're going to be okay. You want to pitch a shutout. And that they were on the road to doing that. And I'm sure they'll be talking all week about, we let them score. We're not going to do that next time.
I think the encouraging thing for the entire Ravens fan base, Nestor, is the fact that the version of the Ravens that we saw Sunday can win a Super Bowl. If that's the team that shows up in, first week of February, whenever the Super Bowl is, if this is who they can be at that time, they have a legitimate chance not only to be there, but also to win the championship.
Well, and that's the thing we'll crutch back on, because as I wrote in my column, this, they're probably going to go out to Arizona this week, make mistakes, probably have a couple penalties. I don't think they're going to go out there and win 48-3. Maybe they do. I mean, the year that Lamar caught fire, I didn't think they were going to go out to the LA Memorial Coliseum and do what they did that night, right? Like, I mean, that is still the most impressive thing I've ever seen. Like, I mean, literally just sitting up there that one night, the only NFL game I'll ever see there, it was a special, memorable night. They were selling Lamar t-shirts in the streets of Los Angeles, right? They were selling Steelers shirts there the other day too, but they shouldn't have one franchise, let alone two out there, as I wear my Chargers blue here for courtesy of Coons Ford Security Boulevard. I would just say for what they are and what they did, to your point, they don't need to look that good the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, to know that they can get off the plane in Kansas City or Buffalo and have the capability of doing that in January. I'll hear that. They're a contender. It was as good as it gets. It really was.
Roquan Smith said he told the security staff, lock the building, lock the doors. don't let anyone out until we tell you to, right? That's the kind of mindset. That's a championship mindset, Nestor. And what a different narrative we have now versus 2 weeks ago with that ugly loss with the Steelers. You win across the pond against the Titans. You destroy a good, a solid Detroit Lions team. And the narrative just like that overnight changes. I don't know where they're going to be ranked in terms of power rankings, but this team should be way up there. And the way the schedule sets up, Nestor, it's also very favorable for the Ravens going forward.
Well, yeah, I saw the Lions schedule too. They're going to win plenty of football games,
and they'll
towel off after this effort. Yeah, but you're never as good as you look when it's perfect. But now it's the building blocks saying, all right, we're healthier. We had our way with, you know, a really good team in our place. Now they have three West Coast trips, the Ravens still, right?
Wow.
I mean, so after London and getting all the AFC North stuff out of the way earlier in the schedule. But as I said to Luke, they have Cleveland and Cincinnati coming in here within 4 days of each other. And being healthy then and playing well then and pocketing more victories and showing up against Seattle at home, getting off the plane on a business trip out in the desert this week. The Pittsburgh loss and the Indianapolis loss, and I would have said this or wrote this earlier, but I think you can't write that and say that when they're kicking the ball around, when all their old men are injured, when they're not getting the players on the field, right? Like when the running game's not going, right? Like all those things were problems, which is how they lost to Pittsburgh. It's how they lost to Indianapolis. And they made mistakes and they let inferior teams hang around. And the defense played well enough, but they dropped an interception. They didn't land on a fumble. They had punts blocked. I mean, they had stuff, crazy stuff that happened, special teams breakdowns, which is against Harbaugh's religion, right? Those close losses, I look back and say, well, they were clearly the better team. I don't question whether the Colts are better than them or Gardner Minshew, or I don't question whether Kenny Pickett's any good or not. And I'm still waiting to see him cross the first down barrier in that LA game because it was not a first down on Sunday. But and in all due respect to the Steelers, they always find a way. They're above 500. They stink. They're awful. Well, if they come in here and beat us, they could be in first place by the time they get here. Because watch out, because they don't need to be good. They don't need to win style points. They just went out to LA and won in front of 50,000 of their fans. And by the way, the Ravens quieting the Lions fans. Lions fans came ready.
Of course.
They were making noise on when the Ravens were in the huddle. And I'm like, Chad Steele should be careful what he wishes for throwing people like me and my wife out of our seats. Because
I agree with you
there were far too many Lions fans there. Far too many.
Well, they've been down for such a long time. It's been such an awful downtrodden franchise. And the narrative there was if they make Lamar throw the ball versus run the ball, they'll win. Well, guess what? They made Lamar throw the ball and he was lights out.
There's no doubt about that. But seeing how good they can be, to your point, that's the takeaway. The takeaway isn't that they're that much better than everybody else in the league. It's that all the promises made of the offseason and smart football guys like you and me, right? Like, we're pretty smart football guys. We sit here, we talk about this all day, every day. Believe it or not, don't tell Chad Steele, but this is what I do professionally. I'm pretty good at this. So, by the way, my picks are pretty good, too, at Hollywood Casino this week. But I'll say, looking at the roster, looking at the pedigree of the players they have, nobody thought Kyle Van Noy wasn't a good football player in his prime. The question is, what are they going to get out of him? How can they utilize him? Can he stay healthy? Jadeveon Clowney, I mean, world class. He's a 1-1. I mean, he's a true talent. How can you get that out of him? And Roquan Smith is in Chicago. He's a loser. They're all losers out there. He got drafted into it. They got, you know, they bring him into a building where all they've really done is win around here. And a year later, they're now into something that says, all right, I believe they could win 13 games this year. You believe that? Luke believe that? Every smart football. And then you're losing to the Steelers. You're losing to the Colts. You're having 10 penalties. You're getting punts blocked. Your coach is going for fourth and in the red zone and they can't make it. And they eat the ball in the red zone. They're kicking six field goals. I mean, like, that's what all this was before 1 o'clock on Sunday. But as Coach Billick would say, your potential is going to get me fired. And there was a lot of potential here. And I'm seeing DaCosta hang out next to Harbaugh on the sidelines. Like, what's that about? I mean, like, I what it's about is we're 4-2 football team and we came a blink. We We didn't even play well, and we should be 6-0, and they're not. And then Sunday happens, and it's like a snow shaker. Everything's just perfect, you know, for the moment until it settles, and then you got to go play again.
Yeah. Sure.
And for one day, I am glad that they got it out on the track, and we got to see Secretariat run once. And I don't think it's going to run that way every week. They're going to fumble. They're going to kick the ball around. They're going to make the same mistakes they made the first 6 weeks, hopefully less of them, but they're going to make those kinds of mistakes. They're going to let a team in the game that they shouldn't in the next couple weeks. Because all four of these teams, come on, man, Arizona, Seattle here, Cleveland and Cincinnati here, and Cincinnati maybe, but who's Cleveland's quarterback? So for me, you look at all these and say, well, win, you know, like we do when the schedule comes out. They're going to be in a game where they're going to need Tucker. They're going to make mistakes. They're not going to play perfect every week. But the fact that they have the potential to be that track meet team we saw in 19 out in L.A., or, you know, to run a good team out of the building, that to see it once, I'm good now. They don't have to play that way every week. They need to stay healthy and have that potential to be able to do that against the Bills, against the Jaguars, the Chiefs. They're going to need to win two or three or four football games in a row in January. Long time from now.
Well, to me, it's, can guys like Clowney, Odell Beckham Jr., Ronnie Stanley, can they stay healthy? Can they hold up for the rigors of a 17-game regular season? Can Lamar Jackson play well in inclement weather? I mean, let's face it, Sunday was a decent day. Little windy, little gusty, and he threw the ball well, but it wasn't cold, it wasn't wet, it wasn't snowy, right? So I want to see Lamar excel in a game where the conditions are less than perfect, right? I want to see that. I'm not trying to be a naysayer, Nestor. I think the guy's fantastic, but I still think the jury's out.
See, the minute you criticize Lamar around here, you're known as a hater.
I love
Lamar. I'm not a hater. He's won one playoff game. He hasn't been on the field after Thanksgiving in 3 years.
I have concerns. That's all.
I don't think it's good that he runs in the linebackers. I never have, and I never will. And for that,
No argument here. And that's why I'm glad he's pulling up instead of running for 8 to 10 yards and throwing the ball for 8 to 10 yards. I'm glad to see that progression. And he wants to play 15 years versus 5 years and get another contract perhaps. But I do have some concerns about this team. So look, it's a week to week league. Let's see what happens against the Cardinals Sunday. Let's enjoy the victory against the Lions, a dominant victory. But to me, it's still a week-to-week league, and anything can happen if they don't show up, if they're not sharp enough against the Cardinals one week from now.
Dennis Colatzos will be here on Thursday from 3 until 5. He is the Colatzos Show. I'm not sure that I'm going to be a part of the efforts here this week, but he will be here. He'll do double time with Luke, talk some baseball and some World Series as well. He'll be here on Sunday as well, Sunday morning from 8 until noon, getting you ready for football and 4 o'clock football for the Ravens here this week. Luke will be out in Owings Mills all week long. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation and Jiffy Lube Multicare, all out on the road later on in the month, as well as our 25th anniversary. Dennis, for you with the automobile industry and selling vehicles at this point, give me a little bit of a primer, because I mean, I hear so much. I mean, man, war in Israel and things going on in the Middle East, yeah, and cars and this and that. And where are we in this country? We just beat Detroit up. Let's not beat them up too much. They still make cars there, right?
Well, nope, not right now. They're not. The UAW has had a strike now going in week number 6, I believe, against the big three. But we have close to 300 brand new vehicles, cars, trucks, SUVs in stock, close to 200 pre-loved vehicles in stock as well. So we're doing well. The deals are there. The rates are there. But the industry right now is experiencing some headwinds in general.
In regard to, like, what's going to make it different for? I feel like, sort of like football, helmets are better than they've ever been. Shoulder pads are better. Science is, like, when it comes to cars, I feel like the science has come so much further along that no matter what you're buying, you're just buying a better car, right? Like the car you're selling there, no offense to the car you sold 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It's like this computer. It's like this phone. Like, it, in some ways, it's weird because it feels like indestructible. I hear about titanium phones and like all of this stuff. When you drop it, it would shatter into a million pieces and all of those. That every day somebody is up in our society trying to make things better. And I think vehicles are one of those. We take it for granted. We really do. And they're going to be driving themselves.
Yeah.
I just turned 55. By the time I'm 65, I'm not going to have to worry about senior citizen driving. The car's going to drive me.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on right now, Nestor, but they're really computers on wheels. I'm glad you mentioned cell phones, but that's what they are. They do everything but hover above the earth like the Jetsons back in the day. So I think we're on our way there, and hopefully you and I will be around to see the day when these things are fully autonomous and you just say, hey, take me downtown, and boom, we're taking me to the Raven Stadium, and there you go.
I had low air pressure in my tires. A little light came on last week. My wife sent me to the ROFO, and I should have just brought the car to you. I mean, I'd be honest with you,
Absolutely.
put the air in the tires. I mean, I'm terrible about all that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't
Most people
understand the
are.
science of it. I know how to put gas in it. And even then, I'll rent a car this week. Where's the gas can? Where is
Right,
it on the
right.
key? Is it on the dash? Is it under the seat? Where's the magic button and all of that?
That's
So,
right.
Dennis is here. He's got cars for every season out there at Koons Baltimore Ford. I have my Koons logo. But when are you gonna get me an orange shirt?
You know, we're in process of changing companies now, shirt providers or whatnot, merchandise providers.
All
So
right.
we'll get you orange, I will get you black, I will get you blue, dark blue, and we'll go from there. Purple, of course, too.
Well, maybe some Terps red. That's what you gave me last
There
time,
you go. There you go. Red is good too. Red
Hey, the
works.
Oilers are going to put their jerseys. We saw the Buccaneers, right? The Eagles look good the other night. The
Good stuff.
Giants,
Kelly
right?
Green. Yes.
The Oiler colors are coming.
I love the retro stuff. It's all good stuff. All great.
Didn't make me want to root for the Titans last week
Not
in
at all.
London. So,
Never
would have
thought
been
of that.
weird if they put the Derricks on, though, but they're going to do that soon. It's happening around here. All right. It is air. We're on to Arizona, as Luke would say around here. Luke's going to be out in Owings Mills all week long. You can find him. You can find me at BaltimorePositive.com.